the expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Ons. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Roberts, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Bonnaroo is a place to go with your old friends. It's a place to meet new friends. It's a place to find out who you are. It's a place to do something you never thought you would do. It also apparently is a place to maybe get engaged. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more this week on the What Podcast right now. Hey guys, welcome back to the What Podcast. I'm Barry, that's Brian, that's Lord Taco. We know him also as Russ with the bus. I want to do a quick sort of bring everybody up to speed. It occurs to me every week that we not only have new listeners, but that Bonnaroo has new people coming. I think half the people are first timers, so I wanted to do sort of a here's why we're doing this and here's who we are. I'm Barry. Like I said, I used to work at the Chattanooga Times Free Press, did entertainment reporting. Part of that was covering Bonnaroo. I attended the first one in 02, and then I've been going every year since 07. Brian, you've attended every single one of them. Russ, your first one was in 19. We are...
No, 2018.
18, that's what I thought. You said 19 earlier. And you confused me. I thought it was 18.
Well, it was 19 was my first year. That was my first year at Camp Nut Butter. But
that's
I went
in 2018. That's right.
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
He had to, Thank you for the clarity. He had to slum with the savages. As we,
yeah.
Former terminology.
And I'm glad you mentioned Camp Nut Butter. If people who have listened to this show will have probably heard that reference. My co-founder of the podcast, if you will, that sounds kind of highfalutin, Brad Steiner and I had lunch every day, and we realized we were talking about Bonnaroo all the time and realized probably other people were as well. His wife, Hillary, made nut butter that first year, and it's just a funny word. And so when we left there, I said, I'll see you guys next year at Camp Nut Butter, and that stuck. And
there you go.
If you look right up here... These were sort of the original...
Many of the original members.
Some of the originals. Yeah, you got... these are all... I was thinking about this, Brian. It's a lot of industry people. right? I mean, the top over here, Chris Cobb.
It's all industry people to a certain degree. If you include, Joe is a beer guy. Hillary is was and is in a different capacity now. Herbal teas.
Denton works at the Tivoli Theater. The guy next to him, lower middle, Mike Dewar, runs. He's run every club in town that's worth noting. Like I said, Chris Cobb is this guy owned the.
Anybody
XN.
In Nashville knows who Chris Cobb
Everybody
is.
Everybody knows who Chris is. Nick in the middle top did all the design work.
Graphic design work.
Sean Stewart. So, and that's Brad.
So it did start off as just a core bunch of us who were in a lot of cases working. Barry, you were working wow. constantly. I'm jumping ahead of myself here. I was working regularly and Brad was
never working. He'd get on his phone and do a 15 second, hey, I'm at Bonnaroo, bye.
Never. And he was the biggest, he had the most influence within right. the organization. Then, and that's just how Brad rolls, and good for him. And I would so often get so mad at him because he would throw something at me that might be a little work. Because we had like some things, because I worked with him at a station for a short period of time, about 2 years. But we've known each other in the industry for closer to 20 now. And he would throw something, hey, I need you to, or how about you go over here and meet them for this at 4:00? I'm like, you know, I'm in the middle of something, I'm tired. I'm like, no, how about you do it? You're not doing anything. And I love to work at Bonnaroo. Barry, I know you do too. I love to do it. And
yeah, I love to have something to do.
And so it started off as a bunch of people who really were, well, just, and this guy's high, sounds high fluent with the fluent into the industry.
Highfalutin.
Is we were on assignment, if you will. Right. Well, those days mostly are, and we still do a little bit of here and there, and we try our best to keep some things put together for this show later on and on all those things, but it's mostly just about having fun now. And then the group would right. just create, it would just start spreading the tentacles. We would bring in people from 100 miles each way, and it just turned into, we're going to Camp Nut Butter, and you know, half the people there don't know half the people there, but it didn't matter.
It didn't matter. And the reason I bring it up is multiple, just sort of a to let people know why we're doing this and who we are and why we think we have an opinion and why we can have an opinion.
Why there's a little bit of credibility.
Yeah,
there.
I'm glad you brought up the history because, by the way, happy 200th show, by the way. This is the 200th show of the What Podcast. Yeah.
That's a good run. That's a good run.
I'm half joking. We're getting pretty close to a million downloads. Maybe is that over? That's stretching too much. Half a million. We're over a half a million.
Maybe okay. If you combine with YouTube and all the other.
Yeah.
I'm combining them all.
Everything we can count.
Okay.
I'm counting this list I made the other day of the people who told me they listened to it.
I'm good for 100,000 of them anyway. But anyway, so yeah, the point is we have a little bit, you know, I'd like to think we have a little bit of credibility for somebody who's just joining and saying, who are these guys?
Which is a fair question.
Absolutely.
In the world of video cast. Who the hell are these guys?
Yeah, who is this?
Yeah, and so Brad is taking some time off. He's up in New York where he's running a cluster of radio stations, working for Howard Stern's old station.
He's doing big time stuff up there.
You can find him, search Brad Steiner. He's interviewing doing some great interviews.
He had a throwaway with Glass Animals last week. I mean, it's like he was just, this is just one of those, oh God, I got Glass Animals here in a little bit.
Yeah.
All right,
so,
Brad.
I just wanted to sort of recap that. Am I leaving anything out as far as that goes? But that's who we are, and that's why we're doing this. We love this festival. To your point, Brian, it is a little bit of industry inside stuff. That's what we've always – that was the premise.
That's where it's mainly started and came from, but it's still fan. We're just fans. You know?
We're fans, but where we try to take it a little different is if we have a question – we try to pick up the phone and get that person on the show.
We try.
you know, to answer it, whether it's founders of the festival who we've had, or artists, or, you know, the guy, we've had the spicy pie guy on. That was a good one. That was fun. You know, we're fans, and we like to approach it that way. So, wanted to start there. Our guest today is the winner of our ticket giveaway. We have given away a pair of tickets every year since we've done this. And Lucy Young is our winner. She'll join us here in a little bit. Typical, she's a fan, right? She's just like us. She's mm-hmm. been there for since, yeah. what'd she say, 17?
17 20, and now
2017?
17 on, yeah.
13-hour drive and completely hooked.
I was going to say, where she is different, you and I roll down the hill, she takes a 13-hour drive. She's also
I don't know if I'm driving 13 hours for anything.
Nope, not twice.
No, that's tough, man. Not twice. I mean, I would have done it at, you know, 23, 24, 25 years old, maybe.
Which
but
she is.
She's in that range.
Fresh out of college and has good news. We'll talk about that. Yeah. I won't give that away. So that's fun. We are coming up, guys. We're about to hit.
I think we're under 60 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got one more April show, right? No, actually it'll be May. No, this will be the final April Wednesday. Well, it'll be Wednesday is the first. May 1st is on a Wednesday. But So then that leaves 1 month and then basically 1 week, right? Like, I mean, I don't know how many recordings we'll do as we're trying to get packed and gone. It'll be here. Boom.
Yep.
Instantly. Yeah.
I can't wait.
And in classic Tennessee fashion, we have a fire in the fireplace upstairs.
Yeah.
We won't have one in six weeks.
I was going to say, I hope you can't hear my space heater behind me, because I haven't turned the air or heat on in this house in probably a month and a half, because I'm just going to ride the highs and the lows. And it's cold in here today,
it's
man.
It's cold, and I don't know how it knows, but hit June 1, and all of a sudden it ain't cold anymore.
Ever again. Actually, though, that's not true. I've been with you when we got there very early. I think it was about 17 that she was talking about her first year, and it was bitter, like teeth chattering cold at night.
Flipped.
Very rare, though. Very rare.
Good episode last week. I was off, but it was a good episode.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked to Russ in a couple of weeks.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Tara and Joe and Kai were on last week. They are part of Camp Nut Butter and have been for many, many years. They're a huge part of Camp Nut Butter. Mm-hmm.
Well, Tara and Kai were on, and Cassie.
Oh, yeah, Joe was not on with us, and Cassie. But again, that just sort of that history. And Tara's been, she's run many local venues. And again, you can imagine the conversations that we've had around Camp Nut Butter about Bonnaroo and the industry in general. Oh,
yeah. We've gotten some local guys who we all know here. There's no reason to go into, because nobody knows who they are in this capacity, but who over like slightly intoxicated, like late night, you know, kind of toning it down and be like, you guys in the media need to start giving more credit. And this is small town politics stuff, right? Like, this is not big time stuff, but like, when the mayor does this, or when Outdoor Chattanooga is doing this, y'all are kind of crapping on it. And like, I guess if we're going to have this conversation anywhere, it might as well be late night at Bonnaroo so we can all forget by tomorrow.
Pretty much similar to what we do here. So.
A little bit.
But yeah, that was, but not to belittle again, but thanks to Brian, especially, you kind of took charge. We had Patrick Whalen, right? From Soberu.
Whalen, yeah. It's spelled Whelan, like Whelan Foundries here locally, so we're used to, as locals, saying Whelan. It's Whalen, like Whalen Jennings.
But he was on 2 weeks ago, and then we had Tara and Cassie and you again to sort of, and Kai to talk about the sort of practicalities of how to do a festival sober, among other things. So, yeah, that was a... Sorry you weren't there, but I know you were in your VW bus with Bugapalooza. having a good time. So
yeah, quick synopsis. It's just a Volkswagen show here in the Southeast, one of the biggest ones, as a matter of fact.
One of the biggest ones. Yeah, this was actually our 25th year doing this show, and it's all down at Camp Jordan, which is close to Chattanooga, and we
got
just
good,
had a big...
Got good weather for it.
Got great weather, finally. Yeah, perfect, we kind of have the same problem. You never know, April in Tennessee, you're either going to get snowstorm or a heat wave or a monsoon
or a washout.
Or a washout. We've had all of that in the last 25 years, but it was good. I mean, it's a sold out show, and we have about 350 cars, and you know, full camping, full of buses and Beetles and campers and all that, and it all we all donate to the Ronald McDonald House. We usually raise between $12,000 and $20,000 for the Ronald McDonald House every year.
Yeah, it's a real it's a real fun event here locally that that I've been to many years, not every year, partially because April is, for my likings and my world, so loaded. It never stops. That's why it's one of my favorite or my favorite month.
Yeah.
And and then weather F's it up sometimes, and this time it didn't. Yeah. So
this
good
time we
guys.
Had perfect weather. Yeah. Yep. So that's where I was. Sunday, decided to have a late lunch over at Lo Main, down on Main Street, and I look out the window, and here comes Brian Stone walking down the street. I'm like, cool, all right. Never see him make it into Lo Main, though. Turns out you went to the record store next door for the Pearl Jam album release party, and I even said something like, oh, man, you should have come and said hi, and what was your response?
I don't remember, but it was, did I say I was too stoned on Delta 9 legal hemp derivatives here in Tennessee? I can't remember. I thought we'd text because I saw the bus pull in. It's almost impossible not to see. And this was the week before Record Store Day. So this was last since we talked. This was Sunday the 14th. And we'll make this super fast. This is not that great of a story. But a couple of years ago, I was at a Pearl Jam concert, and it's the first time I ever stumbled into these legal products, which, you know, get back with me at the end of the year, and we can talk about whether they're legal anymore. But it's a derivative of the hemp plant, and it's basically it's marijuana that's just designed differently in many states, and it's legal. And I had a terrible experience at the Pearl Jam concert a couple of years ago. Well, this was a Pearl Jam listening party. The album was released over this past week, so it was your only chance in our city to listen to the record start to finish. Pretty cool idea. 5 minutes from my house. Why the hell wouldn't I do it? It was the end of my week of a vacation, a staycation, and I was like, I'm just going to, you know, kind of like I would do when I was drinking, like, hey, man, we're about done here. Let's have some fun. And I hit that a little too hard. and at that terrible experience, and that was with me not knowing what I was doing and being a foolish drunk and everything else, just like, yeah, I'll take some of those. That'll be great. It was horrible.
Yeah, if one is good, two is better.
Exactly. Right? Not better, true at all. And so I've learned a lot since then, and on this day, my better judgment just got ahead of me. And it does,
yeah, evidently
again,
you haven't learned that much.
No.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said, oh, I saw the bus, and I was going to come in and say hi. I was too stoned. I forgot.
Well, I started to have, like, these flashbacks. I'm listening. They had it on loud. I was wonderful here at our local record store. I mean, it blasted in the store.
Yeah, it's a cool shot.
You can get a beer there. My brother. Yeah. Was there having some beers, and
you can get a beer and a tattoo and some new vinyl. That's a cool place.
It started to hit me, and I didn't want to talk to anybody, and I know I looked a little weird, and I was like, oh my God, I hope this doesn't get like that last time a couple years. I was overthinking it, freaking out just a touch, and I was like, I'm going to just have to ghost Taco on this one.
I got ghosted hard.
This was at like 4 o'clock on a Sunday, so we were going to my brother and I back just to watch golf and baseball and just cook at the house. So that was kind of why, who cares if you get a little too much, except for when you go out in public and stand around a record store and look like, you know, think everybody's looking at you. Oh,
there
no
is.
Was it bad? It wasn't bad. It just was uncomfortable, and it was time to go. That's all it was.
So the other news, big news, again, we're kind of keeping it local, but it's a national big news for us here in Chattanooga. Usher was in town yesterday getting the key to the city, I think, again.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand because he got one before. So I don't know. I guess he has now the backdoor key.
We can save this for the local podcast that we do around here. But Barry, you and me have never really discussed it. I can remember this Usher feeling you have, but I can tell, I can feel what it is, and I'm here for it. Yeah. I love it. And the doubling down and never stopping, I love it. But he was here as it was a big honor, celebration kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm over it. I know what you're talking about because I have been a whiny bitch about it for years and years. I have my reasons.
I think it's funny,
but apparently he gave some props to some people, and that's all I wanted him to hear was to acknowledge his past. And for those who don't know, Usher was not born here, but he was raised here, and he moved when he was 12, and hasn't given Chattanooga much props until recently. And
basically, pretended like it didn't exist.
Pretended like it didn't exist, and there's a whole thing behind it. And I have a really deep connection that's more than just me being a whiny bitch, like I said. But he was here, and they celebrated him, and I'm glad. We'll see what happens with the trial.
Well,
Diddy and Puffy and all that. But Usher, let me just say, there's no question the man's talent.
And he's,
absolutely.
He's it feels a like superstar. There's no question he's a quality person, I think.
He's getting there. He's getting there. That's my point.
I think that he's there. I think that's what... Of course, as much as I can know about somebody who played the halftime show at the Super Bowl, but
he's a superstar and deservedly so.
Well, Suits, your superstar continued comment means you mean it, but it's
I want to be over it. I'm happy for
it's
him.
It's subtle to those that don't know where you're coming from, and not subtle at all to of us that know where you are. I think it's funny. I had no interest in going. They called that thing sold out. You notice the whole rafters were empty? It wasn't really sold out.
Yeah, it was 3,500 people. It was in the arena here. But so it's worth mentioning because, he's got roots here, and so good for him. What was the other news? The couple of things that happened. We saw headlines. The Department of Justice is going after Live Nation. That's going to be an interesting thing, I guess.
It'll be in the courts for 5 years.
And there'll be a buyout. There'll be a check written somewhere, and it'll all go away. It's
a headline I'm happy to see. Does it mean anything? No. Antitrust laws are not a thing in America.
The funny thing to me is the only reason it came up is because apparently some people in Congress, their kids tried to get Taylor Swift tickets and couldn't, and so now there's a law. Am I wrong?
They're also suing Apple, so we'll see how that goes too. I think it's every bit Taylor Swift.
I don't want to talk about Congress.
but that's what happened,
I know it is. I know it's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious.
But, Pearl Jam's been trying to tell you for 30 years, and speaking of 30 years, it's 30 years since their Vitalogy record was released and limited to release. It was the first time they put out vinyl. That was their third album in the 90s, and vinyl was dead. Dead as a doornail. The vinyl was dead unless you just want to go get a Carole King Tapestries from Chad's Records down the street. Mm-hmm. You weren't gonna get any new. Well, I have it from my dad's collection, so I was.
That's a
that
good
one.
Pull. That's a great pull.
You're not gonna get anything that's really that special, except for some really super special releases and with Record Store Day.
It's actually a good album.
And it's a great album.
Yeah, it is. It's a great album.
And it's 17 years now of Record Store Day. It's been really cool where it's gotten. And I'm not a big record. A collector outside of special limited releases. And of course, I have to show off my beautiful, if you're watching on YouTube, Pearl Jam Dark Matter Record Store Day release.
Nice.
Gold and black ghost vinyl, they're calling it. It's just the album. The packaging's the same as the regular album. It's just the colored vinyl you're paying for. And that's what I like, as you can see over my shoulder, my red Nick Lutzko, local guy. I love colored vinyls. If you'll do this, I will buy it.
The My Morning Jacket Bonnaroo vinyl double that I was listening to yesterday is that green clear vinyl. It's gorgeous.
When
it's
you really cool. when you posted that on social, because these things are expensive. I didn't want to buy too many. I was kind of zeroing in on the one thing. I've gone in there and spent $400 on a record store day because, like, oh my God, look at that one. Look at that one. I got away today. They were even joking as they were waiting to let me in, or today, the other day, yesterday, waiting to let me in. There was a lot of small talk, but like, what are you looking forward to? I was like, Pearl Jam, out of here. It's like, no, you got to check out. Okay, man, just for the sake of conversation, I'll tell you, you're right, dude. But this year it was like not happening because there's so many cool releases, especially on the colored vinyls, man. I'm all about the colored vinyls.
I love it, and they sound great.
So Record Store Day was a ton of fun. Yeah, I'm listening to this today in the garage, and then it goes in a frame like that one back there by the end of the day.
This week I got to see Wanda play at Cherry Street Tavern here in Chattanooga.
Nice.
That's, yeah, I saw you posting from that. One of our
Huntsville.
Very, very cool new places in town. Newer places in town.
Right, and Wanda from Huntsville area.
Great venue.
Yeah, they're... Right.
Yeah, she's from Huntsville. Yeah, she's played Bonnaroo. She played the canceled Speakeasy Miniroo that we had, you know, back in 2020.
Yeah. Yeah, Friends of Rubus, Daniel and Charla. I know they
Friends of Rubus. I seem to run into her every year, either at Bonnaroo. I ran into her at the Waffle House 1 year, and then she actually ended up camping out near us in her Wanda van. I think last year, so it was cool. She's never played Chattanooga before, so
her and Russ are almost
coming
friends.
To town.
Nice,
almost, yeah.
She lists you for the Cherry Street Tavern show. You're this close.
No, I paid the cover, which wasn't much, but it was fun.
You didn't tell her who you were.
It was a good time,
man. All right,
missed opportunity.
She knows who I am.
Let's go to, Huntsville. Nice segue. Big news we've been hinting at. We knew it was coming. We didn't know details, and we still don't know a lot of details, but Huntsville will have a festival sooner than people thought, right? Most people thought
September.
It would be a year. It's going to be in September, and it's South Star, which I don't know. They had to get star or something in there because of the NASA connection.
You knew it was going to be space themed. Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you want North Star, South Star, I don't know. I don't hate it. I don't love it, but
I'm the same. And then all the worst kept secret is Blink 182, right? As the headliner. I mean, they have not announced, there's no official announcement of the lineup, but Festival has it and others. So count me not impressed with that, but it's supposedly going to have a 90s 2000s focus.
Do count me interested in where that goes.
Blink 182 ain't going to ever do anything for me, but that's a good start if that's the area you're looking for.
What is that, 70 minutes from here? It's not quite an hour and a half, right?
I haven't made the drive in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going, is what I'm getting at.
Probably going to be.
I've already gotten hit up by Lindsay. He's rented some camping space out there and.
Yeah, either Daniel's backyard.
And he already said I can park with him somewhere.
Exactly. There's too many connections. This isn't like us saying, we're going to Louisville, Bourbon and Beyond, let's go. This is a little more like, why not? I mean, unless your daughter gets married on this day or your dad's mom or your mom's birthday is that weekend. Why not September?
The only question is, I'm guessing, I'm not sure Daniel's yard is big enough for everybody that's going to be going, but we're going somehow, someway.
He'll figure it out, I promise.
No, like I said, I already got hit up by Lindsay. He's rented a campsite, and he said there's room for me to pull in as well. So that's where I'll be.
There you go. All right. So that's
and
cool.
And then one more thing here, too, on the list that you sent, Russ, before we get too far away here. I looked it up, and I felt it was worth mentioning. This Grimes DJ set at Coachella. this was fast last night, and then most things I was finding were people who were doing additional commentary on it, and that was annoying me. So I just kind of wanted to, I wanted a, you know, too long didn't read version, and boy was that embarrassing, right?
Isn't that weird?
Barry, did you see this?
Yeah.
Just the way she reacted. I'm not going to pretend at all to understand how that spinning records and DJ sets go, but in traditional music world, and reset this a little bit more in just 2 seconds, but in a traditional music world, when you're playing and something doesn't go right, you don't talk to the audience about it. You work feverishly to fix it. And if it can't be fixed immediately, then maybe an announcement needs to be made, but that's often not going to be by you. It's going to be by somebody of a stage manager or somebody else within that infrastructure. Because it's just like if you're doing a show like that, you don't dwell on your mistakes. Just skip by them and move along and power your way through it. And she did the opposite of all those things. And was getting frustrated and yelling and hooting. And maybe if you can throw a link or just something to show her on the stage, Taco and Post or whatever.
This is very hard to explain because this is a complex technology, but everything has been put to a double tempo. So I'm doing a lot of internal math in my mind to make the tracks go together. And I'm having to... It's hard to explain.
It was the example of how you do not handle when everything is haywire malfunctioning.
Yeah. And so, it's fascinating because I remember seeing it earlier in the week. So you're right, Brian. I mean, things happen. A PA goes out. The electricity goes out. Somebody kicks a cord and suddenly you can't hear. I remember Adele a couple of years ago, the sound went out. And she had her inner ears and didn't know, and she's singing. You know, I remember that. Things happen.
Happens all the time, actually.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And in this case, what happened, and she had the poor guy who she threw under the bus, I can't imagine if he or she has a job. What happened was she's a DJ, and as she said, she typically does everything herself. She puts the files. That's what she said. Put the files together herself. She relied on somebody else, and they got out of order.
And double sped, right?
Like yeah.
That it was up. It was up double speed on the playback.
Right. So it was basically we've all done that with computers, you know, where you've written something and you can't find it. But that just is so weird to me to think of as a musical artist being flummoxed by computer files, number one, and then she, like you said, just melted down.
She looked and sounded ridiculous, and I feel, and to a certain degree, I feel a feel for her, and clearly, she's young, and her maturity level isn't. If it was 10, 15 years later, she might handle it differently. But this is, you could use the old sports cliche, you know, sports talk conversation. Are golfers athletes? Are bowlers athletes?
That's
are DJs musicians? I mean, call now, what do you think?
Yeah. Like, I had all those thoughts too. Yeah, your files got out of order, but I mean, you know.
Because the guitar player who does have a guitar tech, right? The drummer does have a drummer tech. Everybody's got somebody on the bigger levels that can help you in the moment, before the moment, after the moment. Just like a pit car in a pit crew in a NASCAR race, so you do get help, but a guitar player doesn't stop and say, "I don't know why my amp's not working."
Yeah,
I'm strumming the guitar.
Strings, who put these strings out of order?
I wrote this song and it's not working the way that I wrote it. Like, and so I don't. I flippantly ask that. It does bring a little bit of a question. How much of this is pushing a button and then maybe a little bit of something you can do that I can't?
Yeah, I agree. It was an interesting story.
Bad. It looked really bad.
Yeah.
All right, so what else? Any other news? It's kind of a...
I think that covers most of it. The Sphere run with Fish started. That just got running. I think they might go for a couple of weeks. I know the Dead's about to do it for damn near a month.
I think they're only doing four shows, right? I read a really lengthy story actually about that.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of a different one of these runs.
That was the point of the story was when U2 opened, they were only supposed to do, I don't remember, 13 shows and ended up doing 35.
Say they never stopped.
Right, and then so they asked Fish if they wanted to do multiples, and the point of the story was they kind of asked Trey Anastasio. I think he said, what would be different? Because we don't do the same set ever. He said, what would be the benefit of doing, 10 more? And they said, nothing really. He said, no, we're just going to do the four that we originally scheduled. And it's going to be like 90 songs, no two repeats. So,
well, that sounds about like how they would do it. I mean, right. They've done Madison Square Garden runs for upwards of 10 days. So they have sat in one spot and done, but that was less about an experience different than a regular show and more about New York has so many damn people. We can fill this place up this many days.
Right.
The Sphere is more of an experience. I think I'm fascinated by this place.
I can listen to Fish. But I would love to see him in the Sphere.
I think
that would be a cool experience.
I think my head would explode.
Yeah.
Yes. I would want it to. I would expect it to.
I love the jam band stuff. Yeah. Even when I was really, really into jam band music, Fish was always, I kept it quiet because nobody wanted to hear this, but they were always lower on my list of what I cared about. Great music for sure, but the,
My very first Bonnaroo Sunday morning, I woke up like I always do, way before everybody else, probably 5 o'clock. And some guy's walking down the road. And again, I'm this completely new. And some girl was sitting across the way. And I think he had a joint and she had some acid. And they were like, hey, hi, you want to share? And so they sat down and he started saying, I guess it was, was it Trey was there that year or Fish? It would have been
What year?
Seven. I think it was just him.
It was just Trey. I don't think Fish, was there until 09.
So I'm sitting there at 6 a.m. listening to these two people out of their minds, and he started saying, I just have this connection with Trey. It's like I'm sitting there out in the audience, and I look at him, and I start thinking of a song, and then he plays it. And I'm dying laughing in my tent thinking this is so great.
I don't condone violence, but I want to just smack that guy in the face.
Me and Trey, we have this mind meld thing. I wish I could have recorded
sure
it.
Sure you do, bro. Yeah. Sure you do.
Let's go ask Trey. Anyway.
But we'd like to talk to somebody who's got a little bit closer to that venue. And maybe people who are in conversations of booking it just because it's such a unique place. And I thought worth mentioning, at least mentioning for right now.
Let's go ahead and our contest winner, Lucy Young. We asked people to use that phone number and call and recommend people on the lower card that we should listen to. And we got almost 100 or more. And Lucy was the one that we chose, the three of us.
Yeah, a pair of GA Plus as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be making the trip from San Antonio to Manchester. So here is our interview with Lucy. And then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the next sort of contest we want to run.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here she is, our ticket winner.
Hi.
Congratulations, Lucy Young. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Shoot, we're doing great. Getting ready. We're coming up on it. It's going to be here before we know it. And you're going to be there, and I assume a couple of friends of yours. Is that how this is going to work?
Yeah. So I think I'm going to give the tickets that I bought to some of my friends, and then we're going to take the GA Plus. We've never done that before. So I'm really excited.
I've never done GA Plus either. So I don't really know how great those little plus perks are, but they've got to be better than non-plus perks, I would guess.
Yeah, air-conditioned bathroom and free soda. I'm fine with that.
You had me at AC facilities, right? AC restroom facilities. That's it. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, going to be living in luxury this year.
So Lucy is our winner. We all agreed. We loved your phone call. Thank you.
We love
the fact that you listen to this stupid show that we do, and and that you love Bonnaroo as much as we do. And this is so the person you're going to give the tickets to, have they been before?
Okay. We're bringing our two friends. They're a couple. They went with us for the first time last year.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you live, how many years have you been? What is Bonnaroo? You know, we got 100 questions. We're going to hit you with all of them.
All right. So I'm living in San Antonio right now. I started in 2017, which was my freshman year of college. I had heard about it when I was in high school from some of my colleagues, and I was really into concerts, and I grew up camping. So when the idea was pitched to me, I was like immediately sold. So as soon as I was like kind of an adult, I decided it was time to go. And ironically, like right before we left, like 2 weeks before, I got a call in the middle of the night from a blocked number. And it turns out I had won 2 GA tickets. I had already bought it for me and my dad and 2 of my friends. But I decided to bring my a guy I was crushing on that I was working with at the time. And
it's a good
start
to get that to work. I've done that before. It doesn't always work, but it's a good start.
It worked for me because last year he proposed to me at
Bonnaroo. Oh my God.
So, yeah.
Well, what a year and a half, right?
Jeez. Oh, well, that was 2017.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry. Okay. How long ago was that? 7
well,
years.
It feels like a year and a half. Yeah.
So. It does.
That sounds like my romance. It took 4 years anyway.
So we're getting married this year, so it's kind of sweet that we're winning tickets again, kind of like a full circle moment. I'm really excited.
So do you enter contests a lot? Do you win things from Coca-Cola? Do you win things from like local radio stations? Is this just something you do?
I used to do it a lot more, but yeah, I am pretty lucky.
Well, so I'll tell you too, Lucy, real quick, just slightly off subject, but in the same vein, is I know a few people that they're just, I almost call them professional contest entry types. I'm not saying that's what you are, but it's the old lottery thing, right? Even if it's $100 billion, you can't win if you don't play.
Right.
And,
so
here's a perfect
example.
I like
to think about them logically. Like, if I see that there's already a million entries, I'm not going to do it. But if I think my odds are in my favor, I'll usually put in an entry to set it.
I can hear people asking, so why did you win? So what we liked, and we all liked your response, we asked people to give us a call and tell us who on the undercard we should check out. And your answer was... It almost sounded like you were his PR agent. I mean, it was so detailed and everything, but Brian and Russ were like, no, she put in a lot of work. She did a lot of research and had a good answer. So go over that just a little bit. Why this particular artist, and did you do a lot of research, and where did it all come from?
So my friend that has been going with us in 2018 recommended him to me, and I really liked the sound, and I thought it was something that maybe y'all would enjoy as well.
Reference point, we're talking about who was it that you were suggesting? I'm sorry, I don't have your
Josiah and the Bonnevilles.
Gotcha.
Indie.
Yeah, I should have said that myself. Thank you.
Honestly, I was just had some free time at work, so scouring the Wikipedia and crafting a submission. I know that if I put some work into it, then maybe I would be put on the show. So I was happy to do it. I'm not a PR agent, just a nonprofit worker.
That's actually brilliant thinking going into a situation like this. First of all, you did what I do all the time, Wikipedia and simple sources, to quickly come up with a generalized, hey, I know what this is all about thing, which I'm not saying that's bad because, I do it all the time. But also, anytime, I've come from the radio world, and Barry comes from the print, so kind of traditional old style media, all the way from the op-eds, right, that would come into the paper, that would the letters to the editor, I guess I should say, sorry, Barry, or the calls that come into stations or things we used to do. I mean, if you didn't put any work into it, you weren't going to get on. And the people who realize, who consume any of these kinds of medias, and this being one of a newer media, hey, you should check out Jim Bob and the Fishbones. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not saying you're not going to win, and this is not an FCC-controlled situation, so we can do the contest however we feel like, and we try to feel like we do it as fair as possible. Right. But a good call is going to go a long way. To get you on the show if that's what you want to do. Some people don't care about that. Some people just want to be involved any way they can. So you used all the formulas that I have been slowly learning for 20 years, and you did that in a very condensed, small period of time. So congrats to you to understand how to play this game, because it kind of is.
Everyone take note. This is how you do it. And you followed instructions because you actually recommended an artist that's on the Bonnaroo lineup. We got a lot of calls that were just like, I think you should check out the Rolling Stones. We're like, what? Yeah, so... You know, following instructions will take you far.
Yeah, let me tell you about this band Mastodon I just heard of the other day. It's pretty good. Like, yeah, we know.
Yeah. Dude. Last year I submitted an entry. We were talking about Bonnaroo stories about my dad with the bringing an orange safety vest to Bonnaroo and directing traffic. So when I got played on the podcast, I realized that was my jumping point for this year.
That was you. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
And kudos to your dad.
I don't know what possessed him to bring it, but it was a smart decision.
Yeah, I wasn't around for that story, but I can already tell that went along.
We've always talked about the lanyards. You know, put as many lanyards around your neck as you can and just act like you belong. But the orange vest, that's next level.
That is next level. Like our guy Brad, longtime co-founder and host of this show, that bleep hole did this every year with all his old, classy, cool-looking lanyards. And he would wear them just as aesthetics more than anything, and they got him places that he never would have dreamed. And I've learned from him to do that in a certain way. I'm just not as brash as he is about it.
Taco, yeah. I forgot. The first year we were all going together, remember we asked you to buy the walkie-talkie things with the earpieces, because we were going to we figured that would get us anywhere. Just have the... But then it was...
That didn't work out as well as we were expecting. Yeah.
No, it was right after what? Was it something? There was some major event, security, and we were worried that we would be thought of as security and people would ask us for help or something. So
we're definitely not security.
No, we thought better of it, but we thought that would be the way to...
Well, just, every year we tried to, especially about a decade ago, and a little less than that, where... What can we do to outdo ourselves this year? Yeah. Walkie-talkies. Mailbox.
Mailbox. I'm actually working on that. I've got an idea for this year.
No good.
All right. So, Lucy, we kind of hijacked your answer a little bit. So you started in 17. You've been every year, obviously, other than the COVID years, like everybody. Right.
Yeah, right. I drove all the way to Tennessee that year just for it to get canceled. But
let's back up real quick.
Tell me about that. Yeah.
Let's do the story on was that the 2021? So was that the year we're talking about, the flooded year?
Mm-hmm. The hurricane.
Yeah.
How far did you get to Tennessee from San Antonio or wherever you were coming from in Texas? How far to Tennessee did you get?
We're like outside of Memphis, so I still had maybe 2 or 3 hours left.
Still but
we,
a little I mean, ways, we did, but that's a
we
long
did a big
way to
chunk
go.
Of the drive. Yeah, so we. Right, so
do you drive to get here?
Yeah.
And how long a drive is it?
It's 13 and a half hours if I were to just go straight
God, that hurts.
There.
Yeah, that hurts every bit of my soul.
Oh, my God. God bless you. That is so yeah. cool, though. That is such determination and really shows how excited people like you, when I say people like you, I mean people who don't live nearby. That's yeah.
We get in the car and roll down the hill, and we're there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't even fall asleep at night as quickly as it takes me to get to Bonnaroo.
The how drive many there, people? This year, I think we're going to have about 5 or 6. Last year was our biggest year.
How many vehicles?
2, 3.
Okay, caravan. All
right. Yeah. Last year, our biggest group was 10. So we had some people flying in, and we had to like go even further to Nashville, and they go down. But it's all in the game. I love it.
So did you get to Memphis and stop, or did you?
Well, we
come
had
on?
Camping reservations Tuesday night at Monte Sano Park. So in where is that? Oh, it's Huntsville, Alabama. Sorry. It's really nice. So we decided. So we're just going to go ahead and stay in those accommodations, and then we booked some extra nights and had a little camp time, but it wasn't the same, you know.
Did you do a little mini roo?
I guess you could say. I mean, we're in yeah. a national park, so a little bit different.
Any
but...
version that year of a roo, a mini roo could have been this small because mm-hmm. we all did something because we were all yep. packed.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hell, you were packed and drove 10 hours or whatever it was. I was packed and waited 10 minutes until they told me I couldn't go. But yeah.
Then we
and
went
the last
downtown
thing we wanted to do was
room.
Drive back. Yeah.
Of that core group, you said sometimes 4, sometimes 5, sometimes 10. Everybody else like you been multiple times, or is it always new people?
This year it should be all veterans. Sorry. Okay. But I usually like to bring a rookie with us so that I can show them everything and kind of like live through their eyes. Because your first year is better than every year, no matter what.
It depends. I guess it depends on who you ask. Yeah. The problem with a festival like any of them that are on that scale is that when you're new, now you're talking about bringing somebody with you. So that changes the dynamics a little bit. But you spend over half the time there trying to figure out where the hell you're at. And by the time you figure it out, it's time to go. So I've heard that story 1,000 times. But when you got somebody there to guide you through it, then that changes everything. So that's really cool. And I know, and it's just like that phenomenon of want the people, and I'm one of them a little bit too. We all are to a certain degree as music fans. I want to introduce you to this music, like this song. Listen to this song. It's so great. And it's like, I'll get to it someday, dude.
Right.
But in this setting, I want to show you, you know, the fountain. Let's just put for something we all are familiar with. Something that they're like, I got to take you now. The indoor plumbing. Let me show you this. This is great. Imagine when this wasn't here. That's got to be pretty cool.
Air-conditioned bathrooms.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty cool to be able to be kind of the person who is guiding that tour, if you will, and then the person who gets to like, you know, really get that information really fast to make a great weekend out of it.
Yeah, the walk through the circle through Centaroo on Thursday is like my favorite part almost always.
Reacquainting.
Yeah.
Yep. Things are just, it's a different feel that day. It's just a different feel.
Brian likes to go a couple weeks early when there's nobody there. And then he likes to go that Wednesday night when there's nobody in there and sort of check out that he does that walkabout. Yeah.
One of my favorite days of the year, just making a list of calendar days, was the Wednesday. Now, the festival's shifted some, and they don't let us do things that they let us do. But, yeah, that day, Wednesday, before anything settled and everything, but everything's popping off. All the lights, the Ferris wheel, if it was there, the disco ball in the sky is all flowing. It looks like there's a party going on, but there's not.
Yeah,
and it's just us, and we're just like, oh my God, look at this place. But they don't do it like that, like they used to.
All right, Lucy. So I want to. There's a lot to unpack, but How does a girl from San Antonio get engaged in Manchester, Tennessee at a sweaty, stinky music festival? Tell me what that was like.
Well, it was during our Thursday lap. So we were fresh.
Well played. Well played. What is his name, by the way?
His name is Cameron.
Well played, Cameron.
We went as friends, but we left as partners. So it was really sweet. And
Bonaboos. Sometimes they turn into Bona hubbies.
Yeah, sometimes it works, guys.
You hear that, Russ? There's still time.
Are you talking to me?
We can still make this happen.
So, and it's going to sound flip, but what took so long? Was it you? Was it him? You guys weren't ready?
We met when I was a freshman in college, so we were pretty young.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah. And then we moved to San Antonio. And then, I don't know, I thought I was going to do it last year. Because we went for Flume my first year.
Oh, so you were waiting on this.
Oh, that's what I was trying to get at here.
But
take a hint, dude.
last year he was like, it's not the right time and place. And for the same reason you're saying, like, you know, we're having a little alcohol, we're sweaty. Like, I could understand if he wanted to do it in a more professional setting.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think he just said that to throw me off. So I wasn't expecting it the next year.
Another well played. Mm-hmm. You guys know what you're doing.
He's
so you're in Centeroo. Where exactly? I'm curious about all
in front
this.
Of the
it's
witch stage. I have a cute little video. Some strangers started clapping for us. So sweet.
And it was in front of which? What
yeah.
stage?
Witch stage. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, you guys remember Brad, the former co-host, famously tells the story of watching the guy drop to a knee during Live and Let Die, I think, during McCartney. Right. Drop to a knee and propose just as the fireworks were going off. That's pretty solid right
there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty strong.
That's some planning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard to get that one. So what is it takes you guys back? I mean, that's a 13-hour drive. I mean, we know what we love about it. But what is it that brings you back every year?
Of course, the music. There's always something that gets me there. I've always been a concert kid. Like, I grew up working at the Cynthia Mitchell's Wood Pavilion in Houston. So I've always been a concert enthusiast. But really, it's just like the camping and getting to hang out with your friends and just be like removed from society for a little bit. There's nothing like it.
Well, to the same question, kind of, sort of. Coming from Texas, there's a lot of events, some good, some not so good, and they're having some more music festivals over the years. And of course, Austin City Limits, I mean, that's not nowhere near where you're at in San Antonio, but still within the state. Do you look around since then? Have you thought from year to year, Bonnaroo's great? Like, I've established that, everybody knows that, but there's, I mean, even now, we got a few we might talk about before this show's over in a different capacity. There's so many. I mean, there's so many, and Texas is no exception to adding these kinds of festivals on a smaller scale, bigger scale, too. Plus, you've got Midwest area to choose from. Have you thought maybe I should do a different one, or maybe we as our group should try something else, or is Bonnaroo that alluring? That it doesn't matter what goes on anywhere else.
I think we're always going to do Bonnaroo. It's a good way for our friends that live all over to kind of like meet and just have some like good friend time. But I've done ACL. Freaky Deaky is like a EDM festival that we have here. I've done that a couple of times. I went to Buku Festival in New Orleans when that was still a thing. So I definitely still engage in the festival sphere outside of Bonnaroo, but I think we'll always go back, at least for now.
I was just curious if there was anything that would potentially make you say, or in your mind, you think that it could be possible that something could pop up and be like, well, at some point you gotta start scratching stuff off on a to-do list. And does Bonnaroo get on that? It doesn't sound like that's the case with you.
Probably not, unless there's another like large scale camping event. I think the only other event like that is Electric Forest, which is way farther away from me.
Yeah, and it's a different it's a different world.
Right, and prices are kind of crazy for a young person to be able to go to that as well.
Well, if you don't win tickets, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep trying. You never know.
Yeah.
So share some wisdom. Tell people who are first-timers. I always remind myself that, you know, half the audience that goes to Bonnaroo is a first-timer. So what are your tips, especially for someone who's traveling as far as your traveling?
Yeah, and definitely talk about that too, because that is just a different dynamic to the whole thing.
Break up the drive. Like, don't be afraid to stop. As far as driving, I try to make sure there's at least 2-3 people in every car, so we can take shifts. No one needs to drive that long by themselves. And as far as tips, like at Bonnaroo, I told people not to make their meetup spot like the fountain, because there's going to be a million people there. Make it like a little vendor. Last year we saw there's a clothing vendor called Wormtown, and we just thought that was really silly. So that was our meetup spot, and we were like always the only people in there. It was great.
That does sound like a good idea. Like if you set a lemonade stand, that wouldn't work because there's so many. It's delicious lemonade, by the way. But there's so many of those lemonade stands. That's probably not going to work. Not for somebody who's not really familiar with the footprint of the festival.
I think y'all said it last episode, actually, but timestamp your text. If you don't get
that
in,
that was a Tara thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was great.
It's one of those, never thought of something like that. What the hell? Why would I? So simple. Because you know it's not going to go through for a couple hours sometimes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say service has gotten better over the years, but it has. I think it's worth doing because you don't want to just be waiting for someone to show up for a super long time.
Oh, hey, she finally texted. She's at the fountain. That was 5 hours ago. Yeah. Right.
She's gone.
That was a great tip.
It was already a bad idea to begin with, and now it's 5 hours off.
I tell everyone to bring a hammock. So if you wake up and you're sweltering in your tent, you can go to the Grove or like the rest stop, I think is what they called it last year, and take a nap. It's like the best way to recharge.
That seems simple. But boy, that hammock thing is a lifesaver. And I've said, I would say early on, like, why are we throwing up all these hammocks? We had a lot of trees in our old camp spot, embarrassing amount of awesome trees. And I'm like, what do we really need a hammock for? And then like 2 days later, I'm like, don't touch me. I'm in the hammock.
Yeah, it's peaceful. go through the tower entrance line. Do the high five line once, you know, but go ahead and trek the extra 5 minutes down to the tower line so you don't have to stand in line.
Except
for
that
hour.
Year they didn't give us the tower entrance line, if you remember that year.
Well, that was a disaster. So
I know. I think we have it this year by all
I think they
Brad
learned
says,
their lesson.
Brad says it's back.
It better be.
My last tip is to invest in a waterproof like picnic blanket for Bonnaroo. Because if you put a tapestry down, like, it's going to get wet when the dew starts. Yeah. So keep your clothes dry. Keep it warm. Get a waterproof blanket.
Do you do the locker?
No.
Well, the old fish line, too. Be whatever you do, take care of your shoes. That's a big one.
Shoes are huge. From the very first year, that was a big one. Don't get... especially if it rains, don't wear something that's going to get stuck in a mud sinkhole and then you're barefoot for the rest of the day.
Oh, it's so easy to think, man, these are the most comfortable flip-flops I've ever had.
Yeah, double, triple check.
Get ready for a nightmare.
Until.
One time I actually forgot tennis shoes. I trusted a group mate to grab them, but he only grabbed my bag. And so I had to borrow friend shoes for the weekend that were two sizes too big.
You will never make that mistake again, will you?
Nope. Put an extra pair of tennis shoes in your bag.
Here's my tip, especially it's, what is it? It's April 21st. Start now. Put your stuff in the middle of a room.
Just
lay
start
it all out.
Start doing inventory.
Inventory. Touch it. Feel it. Know it's there. Wake up tomorrow and do it again because you will forget something. Like I said, we can drive back home. You can go to a Walmart, but if you've driven 13 hours, and you forgot tennis shoes, you know, or a tent or shade.
Yeah. All right. Hey, just drove 13 hours. Let's go to Walmart now down the street, which you can do. You certainly can. But it's,
or tent poles. Who was it told us they got all the way there and thought the other guy had the poles?
Oh, my God. Many times,
yeah.
That is rookie,
the tent, but
rookie.
No pole.
That is rookie, rookie.
All right, Lucy, who you looking forward to seeing? I mean, we know Josiah, but who?
Chapel Grown, Cage the Elephant, Megan Thee Stallion, Summon Lines. I'm pretty excited about this year.
The overall lineup, when you first heard it, was it underwhelming to you like it's been to many of us? We've grown on a lot of it, and as we always talk about, we don't care who's there. But when you first heard it to now, has it grown on you more, or are you just you good with it from the jump?
I like Fred Again enough, so I'm pretty excited about that show. I do enjoy EDM. Red Hot Chili Peppers played my first year, so I kind of wish there was a little bit.
You and me both.
Yeah, different. But I missed half of that set, like going to the bathroom. I'm excited to like see the whole thing.
I doubled down on this because of this dumb joke within the show. Sorry, go ahead.
I was there, Brian. I saw it, dude.
The Pretty Lights, like what stage Thursday? We'll be excited.
All right. Well, congratulations on the tickets, and I hope you're. Have you told the other couple yet?
Well, I was gonna kind of send them this link, maybe, as a way of telling that.
Look at that! Always thinking. I'm telling you, you got a future in PR if you want to get into it.
Thank you.
You've got the basics down. Now it's a difficult industry, but you got the basics down. And excellent call for real. No joking around about it. I mean, we're always looking for good content anyway, and we enjoy, you know, listening to, you know, to people just calling for whatever we're looking for. And it was it immediately jumped off to all of us that it was like, this is a very well put together and thoroughly thought out call. And
right.
That was really cool. And that's not the exact reason you won. I don't guess. I don't know. But that
no, there was.
That worked.
I mean, there was other calls. We got a lot of good.
We
calls
narrowed it down.
We narrowed it down. Yeah.
What did we get? 100 plus calls? I mean,
at least 100. Yeah.
Again, thanks to everybody out there for participating. It makes this show more fun for us, and hopefully more fun for everybody else as well.
For sure. We may drop some more in later. Just because we got that many, and they're good calls, and you know, the content is right. It's go check out this band, right? So
that's if any year, which there's been plenty of them, but if any year for sure, this is one we needed some help. And you just mentioned Chapel Roan. I was just reading about her Coachella set just an hour ago, and more read into her. She's got a couple of songs that you can't not like. They're so catchy and so. They're pop. They're out of my normal wavelength, but they're great. I mean, it's good stuff. Never would have heard of that if we weren't doing these kinds of segments. And it's very cool for me. And I know I think I speak for all of us when I say us.
All right, I have to put you on the spot, Lucy.
Uh huh.
He proposed last year.
Uh huh.
They have a stage called Matrimony or something.
Me and Taco messed around and almost got married ourselves.
My dad's
a Bonnaruvian, but I don't think I want to bring all the grandparents along, you know. We're getting married in December.
Hey, come on, 13 hours, Auntie May. Come on.
Yeah, we're putting you up in a tent. It'll be great.
Yeah.
The designer tent.
All right. Well, I had to ask. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
December in San Antonio, I assume, right?
Yeah, in Bernie, which is a little bit outside of San Antonio, but really excited.
All right. Well, congratulations. We look forward to seeing you on the farm.
Thank you.
To hug and howdy and all that stuff. So, all right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you again. And tell everybody in San Antonio, you know, Goober says hey, I guess.
All right. Can do.
Thank
you, guys.
Thank you, Lucy.
All right. So there you go. That was fun. Another we say it every time. There's so many people that have great Bonnaroo stories. I mean, I can't imagine getting engaged. I mean, she went to her first one in 17 with a guy she, as she said, was crushing on.
Yeah.
I think that is wonderful. You know how many times, awesome? You know, how many times I thought I could pull that off? That was never works. Yeah. Never works. So good for her for seeing. I mean, that's some looking into the past, right now, and even tomorrow. So beautiful stuff, man. It's always fun stories.
Mm-hmm. And then they got engaged.
The bad stories at Bonnaroo can be fun, good told stories. That's certainly one of the highly successful ones.
That was a lot of fun listening to her, and she just, like I said, another, you know, just like us, just love it. I can't imagine making that 13-hour drive, but
she'll get tired of it eventually. She's still very nice. Can't imagine. She's young and vibrant and healthy.
Well, the goal there is to make enough money you can get an airplane ticket.
Well, that's the tough part. Let's find out where all that money is
or something. But anyway, that was a lot of fun. So back to the our next contest, and like I said, we're still figuring out the details. I know this. I've got a basement full of stuff I want to get rid of. I've got Wet Podcast T-shirts, koozies, that kind of stuff. Brian and Russ and I were kind of talking about things we've collected over the years. Maybe we can put into a prize pack. Don't know what it's going to look like entirely.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to knock your socks off. Like, we're not talking about anything with any high dollar value. Maybe a couple could have a little, depending on how you wanted to work eBay. But just of all, I mean, I assume, if you listen to this show regularly, then this festival means a lot to you. So the history of this festival means a lot to you. The reminiscing of years before you came, the years after you didn't make it during the middle when you came back, newspaper articles, the Bonnaroo Beacon from the Relics magazine, that was a huge thing forever. I think it's done and long gone now. That an actual small printing press.
Yeah, we used where to they do a daily paper.
Where they would do daily papers that did write-ups on the shows from the night before. I mean, nobody was doing that except until Relics took it to other places around the country. And this is 15 years ago. Bandanas, programs, like when you used to pull in and they'd ham you a nice thick, they used to be bigger, but then they get down to about this size programs. I got several of those. You're not getting this, but it's my 2005
nice
koozie, fourth annual nice there. Figured I'd put that one. I don't even like using it because I don't want to stretch it too much. But I feel like we could throw together a lot of fun stuff that I think people would like. And as a way, as a carrot, to get give us a ring and give us some insights into any. It could be anything festival related. I'd like it to be closer to Bonnaroo, maybe the Sphere if you headed out that way. But
yeah,
just good, bad, good, bad, ugly. Whatever you got.
Yeah, if you got a question for us or somebody else, maybe. We just want to hear from people. It's been fun to do that.
We do, but we could narrow it down to a little scope just to get people focused on what we're asking for. We're looking for, if you got Bonnaroo tips, like if you got a killer hack that you do every year for camping,
that
or
could
traveling,
work too.
We want to hear that because we're going to do a whole show on tips and tricks and how to's
and want to include as many of you as possible.
Yeah, get as many hints as we can. We want to answer questions. If you've got a question that hasn't been addressed, then give us a call and ask your question. We can get that answered as well.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, you've been every year. I've been since 7. Like to think we know what we're doing, but that tip from Tara last week, time stamping your text. Yeah. Never thought of it. Great tip. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great There's tip. Always little, this one's kind of old now, but like, putting the schedule on as your screensaver on your phone, or the screensaver on your phone is all your contact information. Right. Like that was something that came up many years ago. That was a way to protect your phone. And I thought, what insane idea. And I never thought of it.
Lucy's tip today about don't pick the water fountain, the mushroom, pick an empty, a relatively empty vending store to do your meetup. But yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of tips like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'd love to hear that. Anyway, and we'll, you know, we'll play some of them. That's the beauty of these phone calls is we get to play them so we can hear it from you guys and not just read it. So, all right. What else, guys? Anything else?
I think that about covers it. As far as also the phone calls, they don't need to be too overly the top theatrical or anything. But if you got some good information, come at it. And then I feel yeah. confident we'll put together something that a prize. We'll do this probably all the way up until the first week of June. And then as soon as the festival's over, probably
keep,
send
keep
that
it succinct.
Out.
This is a voicemail line, so like, yeah. you know, voicemail is what, max 2 minutes, 2.5? I don't know what the limit is, but if you keep going and going, it is going to cut you off, so keep it to the point and keep it short.
If you send a 2-minute voicemail, it better be the best story ever, or I'm going to cut it to at least a minute.
Yeah.
So, I look forward to it. The last calls we got so many good ones.
It was great.
So mm-hmm. many good ones, and... looking forward to do it again. It's a lot of fun for us, and I think for everybody else, just to have more perspective from people who have camped in different spots Absolutely. All over. What if you're the guy who got stuck? I don't know if that little bridge is still all the way out there in the back where they added that additional plot of land, like in 2005 or 6, and they built this like bridge, and it was like over this creek or something. I don't know if anything that lives, but it used to have a nickname. And if you got stuck out there, it was like, oh no, I want this. But people made the best of it, and some of the best stories yeah. come out of those. We're not even in Coffee County anymore. It doesn't right. feel like over yeah. here. I don't think that's really a thing anymore. Just anything like that, and you know, do's and don'ts and survival tips.
Yeah, Russ, it yeah, may be
so
opposite
423
of what you're
667-7877 is the phone number. Just as a reminder, that's we're keeping the same phone number, but. Yeah, we'll have a new contest to go.
Yep, and I know Russ, you're trying to fine tune the question, but I'm just sitting here thinking maybe if you have questions for somebody else, maybe people with that run the festival, that we could be the intermediary if you have a question you'd like to ask them.
Like Rick Farman, damn it, what are you doing over there?
Yeah, Live Nation C3. Yeah, maybe ask. We'll see. We'll try. I'm game. Maybe we can get an answer for you. So,
yeah, shoot your shot. I mean, try yeah anything you want to bring up with us. You know, if you want to talk about us, yeah, that's fine too.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah.
All right, thanks guys. Good show.
Yeah, it was fun.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.